Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is April 28th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1949, former First Lady of the Philippines, Aurora Quezon, is assassinated while en route to dedicate a hospital in memory of her late husband. Her daughter and 10 others are also killed. In 1952, Dwight David Eisenhower resigns as Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Also in 1952, the United States occupation of Japan ends as the Treaty of San Francisco, ratified on September 8, 1951, comes into force. And in 1951 as well, the Sino-Japanese Peace Treaty, or the Treaty of Taipei, is signed in Taipei, Taiwan, between Japan and the Republic of China to officially end the Second Sino-Japanese War. In 1965, the United States occupation of the Dominican Republic occurs when American troops land in the Dominican Republic to, quote, forestall establishment of a communist dictatorship, end quote, and to evacuate U.S. Army troops already on the island nation. In 1969, Charles de Gaulle resigns as President of France. In 1970, during the Vietnam War, United States President Richard M. Nixon formally authorizes American combat troops to fight communist sanctuaries in Cambodia. In 1975, General Cao Van Vien, chief of the South Vietnamese military, departs for the United States as the North Vietnamese Army closed in on its victory. In 1977, in Germany, the Red Army faction trial ends with Andreas Bader, Gudrun Ensling, and Jan Karl Raspe found guilty of 4 counts of murder and more than 30 counts of attempted murder. In 1978, the president of Afghanistan is overthrown and assassinated in a coup led by pro-communist rebels. In 1986, the United States Navy aircraft carrier USS Enterprise becomes the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier to transit the Suez Canal, navigating from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea to relieve the USS Coral Sea. In 1987, American engineer Ben Linder is killed in an ambush by U.S.-funded Contras in northern Nicaragua. And on this day in 1994, former Central Intelligence Agency counterintelligence officer and analyst Aldrich Ames pleads guilty to giving U.S. secrets to the Soviet Union and later Russia. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, April 28. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.